Healthcare is relying more and more on big data, but who's included in that data has a big impact on the future of the medical field. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Physicians and medical experts are starting to incorporate algorithms and machine learning in many parts of the healthcare system. Among them, experimental models to analyze medical imaging, like X-rays or brain scans. The goal is to use computers to improve detection and help diagnose what's wrong with an ill patient. Such models are trained to identify tumors, skin lesions, and more using databases full of reference scans or images. But there are also potential biases within that data that could result in biased diagnoses by these machine learning models. Maria Augustina Ricci is a biomedical engineer and pursuing a PhD at the Hospital Italiano de Buenos Aires. She studied how these biases could come from the disparities between low-income countries and more developed ones.
Databases developed in high-income countries tend to underrepresent dark-skinned individuals or patients. This is an issue that concerns us to a great extent because we are Latin American researchers. When models generated from public databases from first world countries are evaluated on our populations, they tend to underperform. There are more structural reasons for low-income countries and for specific populations in accessing the health system. There are profound, in some countries, profound economic inequalities, or even the lack of funding for research, or the unaffordable fees when trying to make publications of open access articles or databases.
What are the consequences of these disparities in who's represented in these databases, feeding the algorithms that shape the future of medical technology?
The impact may make these algorithms perform worse. For example, the patient that is underdiagnosed may leave the hospital without a correct diagnosis, or false positives, meaning the algorithm telling that subject is ill when they are healthy. Both kind of errors may have a very important impact in that patient.
What can be done to mitigate or prevent these biases?
Well, some of the options are to create diverse international databases. This is a huge challenge and requires a lot of ethical, legal considerations regarding data sharing. For example, we can generate by machine learning methods also synthetic data to compensate the lack of representation of minorities in that databases. This is a continuously growing field. So I'm sure new methods will emerge in the near future. And in fact, our future work includes developing methods to mitigate those biases.
Maria Augustina Ricci at the Hospital Italiano de Buenos Aires. And now for some related links. Maria's research was published in the academic journal Nature, and we'll link to it on our website, marketplacetech.org. As of October 5th of this year, the Food and Drug Administration has reviewed and given varying degrees of authorization to over 170 medical devices that use algorithms or machine learning, including a few that focus on medical imaging. It's a relatively small but growing list, and we'll link to that on our website as well. It includes things like a kidney test, brain imaging software, a pulse monitor that can detect irregular heart rhythms, and software that can examine images of a heart to check for lesions to help doctors make more informed diagnoses. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.